Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Game Plan Podcast, a New York Jets audio experience hosted by me, Tyler, and we're back with another episode of the Game Plan Pod. Hopefully, you guys are having a great week thus far. Back with another episode here. As we're kind of just recapping the past week and everything New York Jets, as it has come about. The Jets are never lazy, never sleeping. Joe Douglas seems to be awake at all hours of the night, all hours of the day. And they make a ginormous trade. Hassan Reddick is a New York Jet. I'm going to break down everything that came about with the trade, how it kind of went down between both parties, the Eagles and the Jets, and obviously, you know, how Reddick is going to fit into this defense. So we'll get started on the day of. So this trade went down, I believe it was a Friday, right? Friday before, you know, Easter weekend, everything coming about here, and, you know, what a way to go into the weekend. First, Tyron Smith getting broken on the news getting broken on a Friday, and then, you know, the news of Hassan Reddick getting traded to the Jets gets broken at around 4 p.m. Eastern time on Friday as well. It's a huge trade, right? And I feel like actually not a lot of people expected this sort of trade coming, right? You thought the Jets were maybe going to address it, you know, in a minute move on the free agent market. You know, they brought back Solomon Thomas. They bring back some depth pieces still of JFM. You know, were they interested in re-signing Carl Lawson at all? You know, was there any interest in going out and trying to gain a lower-tier edge rusher? But no, they go out and trade for one of the best, most elite edge rushers in the game. That has been, you know, one of the most consistent players in the league, it feels like, over the last couple of years. Hassan Reddick on the Eagles has been, you know, kind of their driving force on the edge. It really seems like he's actually one of the engines that gets that defense going. You know, a multi sack guy. I don't think he's had under 10 sacks in 4 years. And he's just the kind of guy that gets you just to the quarterback, right? I mean, with Hassan Reddick now on the D-line, I mean, you have him out wide with Jermaine Johnson the other side, right? And then you have Quinn Williams inside. I mean, it's going to be ridiculous. Especially, you know, having a corner trio as good as Sauce, Michael Carter II, DJ Reed. You know, I mean, first of all, Hassan Reddick is going to have more time than he did in the Eagles to get to the quarterback. And I think that just kind of emphasizes the Jets' I think outlook for this defense, right? It's going to be so, so good. I think at this point, you're going into the season with one of the best pass rushers in the league, Hassan Reddick, one of the best defensive tackles in the league, right? In both the run and pass. And, you know, Hassan Reddick also very good against the run, graded out well via PFF. And then, you know, I've seen clips posted on Twitter, YouTube of him stopping the run. He's a force, right? I mean, he's going to turn 30 years old, right? Or he may be 30 years old now. He may be turning 31. Nevertheless, he's on the final year of his contract. He is, you know, heading into a contract year, and we've seen players obviously excel prior to them getting a big bag. But as of right now, he's on the books for about $14.5 million. Did the Jets look to extend him before that hits June 1? I don't know. I think the Jets are in a spot where they can make, you know, a multitude of different moves, you know, heading into the draft, especially now. I mean, you have so much flexibility, right? I mean, as an organization heading into free agency, you had multiple holes, right? Left tackle, the interior of the offensive line, right, wide receiver. You addressed that with Mike Williams, Tyron Smith, obviously, John Simpson. And then Hassan Reddick, right, at the edge. I'm not sure if many expected the Jets to, you know, kind of explore edge rusher pick number 10. I know they have actually a top 30 visit with Chop Robinson, the edge rusher from Penn State. But at this point, they're more focused on, you know, wide receiver, you know, shoring up the offensive line a bit. They pretty much between those two positions for me, Brock Bowers would be a, you know, a nice addition, but I don't think they're really focused on tight end, to be quite honest with you. I think they like the combo of Tyler Conklin and Jeremy Ruckert, and I don't think they want to kind of shove Jeremy Ruckert down to the three spot like he was last year. And then they released Uzama for a reason, right? I think at this point they want to see Jeremy Ruckert kind of bloom into his own here. So I'm not too sure picking Brock, even though he is, by many accounts, a generational tight end, right? I mean, Brock Bowers is a very large human. He can, you know, do pretty much everything, block, pass catch. He's, you know, one of the best to come out of college at the tight end position, probably since, you know, I'm not even sure. Honestly, a highly touted tight end like that really coming out It's remarkable, honestly. I mean, his stature and his ability to catch the ball is pretty much unmatched over the past couple of years. But I think the Jets more have their eyes set on, offensive line. Do they want to shore it up with guys like Talisse Fuaga? Just guys who can kind of be on this team for the next 10 or so years. I feel like they're gonna look to kind of plan for the future as well. And I think Douglas actually touched on that in his post combine, post owners meeting kind of press conference outside of the hotel. He kind of said in Orlando, he said that the Jets, aren't only looking for this year, right? Even though it's a win year, win now year by all accounts, it's more of a still a first round draft pick, right? You're not going to spend it on just like not saying Brock Bowers won't be here for more than 5 years, but I mean the Jets are looking here now and trying to fortify multiple positions heading into the draft. They have the flexibility to do so, and I think picking Kelly Romadunze, I mean, it's a pass catcher, right? It's a threat over the middle, towards the sideline for Aaron Rodgers. And Brock Bowers does do something similar. I just think pairing a guy like Romadunze next to Garrett Wilson would be ridiculous. It would be one of the best wide receiver tandems in the NFL. And yeah, I just think a guy like Rome. He's interesting. He also has a top 30 visit here with the New York Jets here today, actually, on Wednesday. And he's coming out of college from Washington. He's a very productive wide receiver. And he, Jordan Schultz on Twitter got a text from, I guess, an NFL executive that said Romadunze reminds him of Devontae Adams bigger. That is, a crazy comparison, obviously, right out of the gate from college. But if you do watch the tape, he does have comparisons, I think, to Devontae, in terms of the way he gets off the line, his route running, kind of the way he gains separation. Obviously, a lot to be sought after there in terms of playing the game and actually, playing, like Devontae in the NFL. But, who knows? I feel like the Jets are in a spot where they have, multiple options. They can go multiple directions, which is always a good thing, right? I mean, it's always helpful. When you are, a team that's in win now situation, right? It feels like the Jets are, only that far away, right? Very, very little bit far away from contending for a Super Bowl. So, whatever they can do to get there, basically at this point is my vote. So, yeah, that's a little bit about the draft. We're definitely gonna kind of preview that a bit more, as we head into, the weeks into April here. It's April 5th right now, or April 3rd. Sorry, a little tired. But as of right now, the Jets are kind of focused in on the draft. It feels like, honestly, at this point, we will definitely preview that next week and into the following weeks as it comes up, down the pipeline here. But as of now, I do want to touch one more thing on Hassan Reddick, kind of just how it went down. The Jets obviously trading a third round pick in 2026, that could turn into a second round pick if he plays 67.5% of the snaps this year, and gains 10 or more sacks this year as well. Not or. So that I think it needs to be actually talked about a little bit more. It's and, right? So it's not, if he gets 10 sacks but plays 50% of the snaps. It's not if he plays 80% of the snaps and gets 8 sacks, right? No, it's and. So I mean, he needs to play more than 67% of the snaps and get 10 sacks for it to turn into a second rounder. If he does that, it's probably worth a second rounder, so it's really not the end of the world. But I just thought I would kind of give you guys some more description on that, as I know I've seen some confusion, between the word and an or there. It's definitely an and. So needs to hit both of those thresholds before the Jets fork over a second round pick. But as of right now, Hassan is in Jersey. He actually went to the Jets facility a couple days ago. He was there yesterday, I'm pretty sure. Sauce Gardner was also there doing some off-season workouts, and they kind of just met each other. Kind of a cool moment. Just Sauce and Hassan, because they're going to be helping each other out a lot, it feels like. So, it should be good times, right? I mean, Quinnen Williams, I'm just thinking about that tandem. I really don't know how you stop that, like, at all. Honestly, you double teaming Quinnen to start, right? I mean, Quinnen gets doubled, tripled, kind of every other play. And Hassan Reddick, I mean, he's going to be left on an island, right? I mean, for most plays, it feels like. I mean, you don't only have Quinnen on the interior. JFM is also a force. Solomon Thomas is coming to his own a little bit, He's more of a run stuffer, but he's been rushing the passer a bit, which is very good to see, actually, to be honest with you. I love to see Solomon get out there, do his thing. Very much rooting for Solomon Thomas this year as well. And Mo McDonald, right? We haven't really talked about him too much, but I made a post yesterday kind of just outlining what is in store for Will McDonald now that this Hassan Reddick pitch trade has gone through. And Hassan kind of spoke a little bit about it. I'll quote him. I believe I could help Will McDonald a lot, right? Being a veteran, being somebody that has had success in this league, it's a lot of knowledge that I have to give to the younger guys. So obviously he's talking about Will, talking about Jermaine. Kind of just helping out these guys and trying to get them on the right path. Hassan Reddick has been in the league for a while, and he has had a lot of success off the edge. And I think Will McDonald is a different player than Hassan Reddick, right? He's more of a speed demon. That nasty spin move that we saw him showcase in the Hall of Fame game, Panther game in the preseason, Will obviously kind of getting not as featured as much, right? In the regular season, that was more Jermaine Johnson's growth, in terms of his role in Bryce Huff, obviously heading to the Eagles as well. So that little swap of edge rushers is also interesting. So just keeping an eye on Bryce. I'm very much rooting for Bryce Huff as well. I think he's going to do great in Philadelphia. But just to touch on Will McDonald here, his progression is a pretty big priority, I think, for the Jets in 2024, just because of the productivity that they're going to need to get from him, right? He's going to be, I saw actually a tweet. They're going to use Will McDonald more in a Bryce Huff role, meaning he's not going to be playing more than 30% of the snaps a game, right? I mean, it's not going to be realistic for Will McDonald. I think, Jermaine Johnson and Hassan Reddick are going to be your mainstays right on the edge. There may be a name in training camp preseason that we have not heard about yet, that could come out and kind of surprise a few folks and then gain a few snaps. We've seen it happen before. Will McDonald in the second season, I want to see a jump. I want to see his productivity rise. I think it will. I think Will. I think Robert Saleh even touched on it. Definitely needs to put on some strength, some weight, and I think he's going to be, really good in this league, especially with under Hassan Reddick's guidance and under his tutelage. I think the sky's the limit for Will McDonald, man. I really do. I don't see how, it's. I see people trying to, not justify the pick and say, we could have taken a wide receiver there, JSN, blah 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 blah. Obviously, the Patriots, traded the pick to the Steelers. They jumped in front of us to grab Broderick Jones last year. It is what it is, right? Hindsight's 2020. I mean, if the Jets went back, I really don't think they would have made another choice. I think they actually have pretty big plans for Mo McDonald, and that's a good thing, right? I think, depth is a very good thing to have in the NFL, 100%, especially at edge rusher when the Jets do not use their rushers nearly as much as other teams do, right? They rotate him out on every other play. It's very important to have multiple edge rushers present at every time you're on the field, right, for this defense. And I think it'll definitely be seen this year for how the Jets use, Will McDonald, Jermaine Johnson, Hassan Reddick may play a bit more snaps, but that's how we roll on defense, right? Saul loves to rotate his guys, so we rotate the guys. It's a good strategy, right? I think it's proven to be successful, so no complaining there from me. But with that said, I think I'm actually going to go ahead and cut the episode there. I really appreciate everyone reaching out, following along, and listening to the Game Plan Pod. If you guys have not already, make sure to follow my Instagram at New York Jets Game Plan, Twitter, or X and Threads as well at New York Jets Game Plan on all two of those platforms. Keep confusing Twitter and X with different things, but they're definitely the same. But yeah, I will see you guys next week for another episode. More of a draft preview coming up here. Kind of just detailing what the Jets might do at number 10, trade up possible, trade down. So many different scenarios, so much, different stuff to talk about. So we will definitely detail that next week in Wednesday's episode. So I will see you guys then.